Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter Y. Y says Y. Y says Y. Now I need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it'll be okay. You can finish at the end. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. We need to write our names at the top of our paper in pencil. Go ahead, write neatly. We need to be able to know who you are and be able to read your name. I am Mrs. Oldham. I wrote very neatly. And when you are finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You don't need it for a little while. We're going to color first. So if you look at this picture at the top of your page, you're going to see a little girl. Her name is Yolanda, and she's in her backyard. And Yolanda has a name that begins with Y. You can hear it. Yolanda, Yolanda. So we are going to color Yolanda's shirt pink. Can you find a pink crayon and color Yolanda's shirt pink? Go ahead. Go ahead and begin. So Yolanda begins with the letter Y and it makes the Y sound. Yolanda. Or you can say Yolanda. Yeah. So Yolanda is what we're working on. Her name has that letter Y and it makes the Y sound. So I can practice by saying Y, Yolanda, Y. Y, Yolanda, Y. So we're coloring Yolanda's shirt pink because her name begins with Y. So I colored her shirt pink. I'm going to put down my pink crayon. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now let's color her pants that she's wearing. Let's color those purple. Some kind of a purple. Let's color Yolanda's pants purple. So she's going to be wearing pink and purple. Pink and purple. So Yolanda begins with the letter Y and it makes the Y sound. That's what we're going to work on today. We're just starting with Yolanda right now. Yolanda. Yep. Yolanda. Okay. Sometimes people say yo. Hey, yo. And that's another way to say hello, but it's not super polite. But it makes me think of it when I hear Yolanda. Hey, yo. Yo. What you doing? All right. I'm done coloring, or I'm finished coloring Yolanda's pants purple. Take 3 more seconds for yourself. 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, do you see the food that is sitting next to Yolanda on the ground? Do you know what kind of food that is? It begins with the letter Y, just like Yolanda's name. It's a special type of food. Do you know what it is? Yes, it's yogurt. Yogurt begins with the letter Y. It looks like there's blueberries on the front of the yogurt. So let's color the yogurt blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color the yogurt container blue. You can color the spoon that's sticking out. You can color that blue too. Yogurt begins with Y. Y, yogurt, Y. Y, yogurt, Y. Yolanda ate some yogurt. Yolanda and yogurt begin the same way. They both start with Y and say Y. Yogurt, Yolanda. I love yogurt. I know some people do not. I know some people that do. I love yogurt. I have it a lot. I eat it a lot. Okay, yogurt. I colored it blue. I'm putting down my crayon. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's see. There is a boat next to Yolanda, too. It's a toy boat. And boat, can we color the boat? Does that start with Y? Nope, but guess what? That's a fancy type of boat. And there's a fancy type of boat that begins with the letter Y. Do you know what it's called? This might be a new word for you. Then you can tell people about it. It's a yacht. Yacht. Yes, a fancy boat is called a yacht. It's true. Let's color that yacht red. Find some kind of a red crayon. We're coloring the boat, but we're learning a new word, and it's called yacht. Yacht starts with Y. Y, yacht, y. Y, yacht, y. I would love to go on a real yacht someday. They're very fancy, very faint, very, very fancy on the inside. Yacht starts with Y, just like Yolanda, just like yogurt. Y, yacht, y. Yolanda has some yogurt. Yolanda has a yacht. Yolanda starts with Y, and so do yogurt and yacht. That's true. It's true. It's a real word, I promise you. It's fancy. I wonder if any of you have a yacht, and if you do, if you'll take me out on it. I'd love to come. Yes, I would. So yacht, yogurt, Yolanda. I'll begin with the letter Y, and what sound do they make? Y. Nice. I finished coloring my yacht, so I'm putting down my red crayon. I'll give you a few more seconds to finish coloring your yacht. 3, 2, 1. Do you see anything else in the yard that begins with the letter Y? Could we color the car, the toy car? No, that won't work. Mm-mm. Nope. Well, what about the yo-yo? Do you see the yo-yo? Me too. Let's color the yo-yo orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon. And let's color the yo-yo orange. Remember how I was saying you can say yo as a way to say hi? Yo. Well, yo-yo is a toy on a string. I am not good at them. I'm not good at yo-yos. But you're supposed to like drop it and then pull it back up and you can do tricks. But however you want to look at it, the yo-yo is the round toy in the yard. It's a circle. It has a string. That's the yo-yo. The yo-yo. Y, yo-yo, y. Y, yo-yo, y. You try it. Yes, Y, yo-yo, y. Y, yo-yo, y. Yolanda has a yacht, a toy yacht. She has a toy yo-yo, and she ate some, what? Yogurt. You got it. And she's in her back yard. Yard begins with the letter Y also. Okay, please put down your orange crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, let's talk about something else in the yard. Can we color the fence? Does that begin with the letter Y? Fence. No, we're not going to color the fence. But what about if we color the sun a certain color that begins with the letter Y? What color could we color the sun? Yes, yellow. Find your yellow crayon. Yellow begins with the letter Y. Color the sun yellow. Yellow begins with the letter Y. Y, yellow, y. Y, yellow, y. The sun is y, y, yellow. The sun is y, y, yellow. Yellow begins with Y. Yo-yo begins with Y. Yolanda begins with Y. And so does yacht. And so does yogurt. Y makes the sound of y. Y. All right. I'm finished coloring my beautiful yellow sun. It's y, y, yellow. So I think you're close to finishing your yellow sun, but I want us to color one more thing with our yellow crayon. One more object with our yellow crayon. Let's color the bird yellow. Bird does not start with Y. Bird, nope. But if we color it yellow, yellow starts with Y. So can you color the bird yellow? Yellow starts with Y. Yellow says y. Yellow says y at the beginning. Yellow bird, yellow sun. It's true. It's true. Okay, another word that begins with Y is yell. Yell. I don't like to yell, so I don't do it very often. I yell when I watch baseball games when I'm excited. That's pretty much it. It's pretty much it. I mean, it hurts people's ears to yell, right? Yeah. But yell begins with the letter Y. Y, yell, y. I'm finished coloring my bird. I'm going to put down my yellow crayon. I'm going to give you 2 seconds. Finished or not? 2 and 1. All right. We are going to do some writing because I think we found everything we could find that started with Y in our picture. We found Yolanda, yogurt, yacht, yo-yo, and yellow items. So now let's practice some writing. Find your pencil. Pick it up. Look at number 1. It has 3 capital Y's in a row if you go across. We can also call these Y's uppercase. We're going to trace them together. So we're on number 1. Trace the first capital Y for me. Y. Move over. Trace that one for me. Y. Scoot over. Trace that Y for me. Capital Y. Scoot over. There's nothing to trace. But that's because I want you to write your own uppercase Y. So go ahead and write your own uppercase Y. Try to write neatly. Y, y. Move over. Do it again. Write your own. Y, y. We're working on capital Y. Move over. Do it one more time. Write it one more time. Capital Y, y. Now, let's move on to number 2. There are 3 lowercase y's in a row. We're going to trace those together. These are lowercase y's. Ready, begin. We're on number 2. Trace the first y. Y. Scoot over. Trace that y. Y. Scoot over. Trace the third y. Y. Scoot over. You don't see anything there. There's nothing for me to trace. Whatever should I do? Yes, I want you to write your own lowercase y. Ready, go. Practice writing your own. Y. Move over, do it a second time. Write your own. Y. Scoot over, do it one last time for me. Write your own. Y. Nice job. Okay, let's look at number 3. If you look across number 3, you're going to see a row of dark black bold letters. I want you to look across for all the capital uppercase Y's that you can find. When you find one, circle it. Stay on number 3 and go across. Don't go up. Don't circle anything you traced or wrote. Stay on number 3 and go across. We're looking for uppercase or capital Y's. When you find it, circle it. Okay, I found all mine. Count how many you found. How many did you find? I did too. I found 3 capital Y's. Now look for, stay on number 3, and now look for 3 lowercase Y's. Find the lowercase Y's. Stay on number 3. Go across. Don't go up. Don't circle anything you traced or wrote. Stay on number 3. Look for those black, dark, bold lowercase Y's. Okay. Count your lowercase y's. How many did you circle? Me too. 3 lowercase y's and 3 capital y's. Nice job. Let's move on to number 4. Boys and girls, there are pictures on number 4. I'm going to name the picture for you. If you hear the y sound at the beginning of the word, I want you to circle it. Y says y. Ready? The first picture is fish. Fish. Should we color that? No. Leave it alone. The next picture, it's a boy with a lollipop, and the picture name is yum. Yum. Yes, circle it. Y is at the beginning of the word yum. That boy says that lollipop is yummy. Scoot over. There's a picture of a girl. She is yawning. Yawning. Great big yawn. Yes, circle it. Y is at the beginning of the word yawn. You can hear the sound. Yawn. Yawn. The next picture is camera. Camera. Nope, leave it alone. How about the next picture? Guitar. Guitar. Nope, leave it alone. The last picture that I see is yarn. Yarn. Yes, circle it. Okay, so our three pictures that we circled are yum, yawn, yarn. We found them all. We did the whole activity. We're finished. That means you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.